Croeso and welcome to Tales for Wales, the pod that never fails to innovate, to go beyond, to ascend above the clouds of Welsh history podcasting and glide ever so gently into the hearts and minds of the people. I'm Jack, but tonight's journey into the past will be piloted by none other than Captain A. Franks. But before we hit the runway, what have you been up to, mate?
Oh, you know me, mate. You know. Just keep my nose clean.
Same old story.
Keeping
out of trouble, like, are you?
Just about, mate. Just about. You know it is. You might tell from my timbre. I'm 7 pounds lighter. Thank you. Yes. Ooh. All I had to do was change everything I love in life. And
yeah. You texted me earlier, didn't you? It really upsets me that in order to lose weight, I've got to literally stop doing anything I enjoy.
Yeah. Although I'm 15 days into dry Jan, and fuck me. It feels like I've done 35 years in Belmarsh prison. I feel like this is the longest stretch. It's so fucking tough.
I'm literally kids in that movie Scum, and you. Someone would be fucking pelted around the air, snooker ball.
Yeah. Although the next time I drink is, it's 15 days from today, because we're recording with our guests from Crimes and Wines, and that's how I'll be celebrating by getting on the slot.
I'm genuinely worried for them, like, are they going to come on and be like, it was a car wreck. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. And where are you? Tell the listeners where you are.
Oh, I'm in Bangor, up north, in the Northern Isles, for work, and it's kind of grim where I am at the moment.
Your hotel room looked pretty bad.
Yeah, it was like, you got to do it on work expenditure, you know, which is a certain amount of night, and you can't have anything nice. Pennies on a dollar. Yeah. So it's fine. It's got a bed. It's got a TV about the size of my phone screen, which isn't ideal for me. I texted you tonight the day, because I brought a Fire Stick with me to be like, oh, I want all the apps and all the bells and whistles.
And you were going
to
watch a nice film on your own without having,
No, it doesn't have an HDMI. It's pre-HDMI, so it's like SCART lead. You know, like the red, white, and yellow.
That is a blaster school from the past, that is.
Absolutely. Like I said to you, if I had my old Nintendo GameCube still knocking about, I could have some fun. But...
Well, I think that's fair retribution, because back home, you're the king of the tech. You're the tech savvy boy. And,
I've been taken back to the dark ages.
But it's retribution, because I, as a gentle friend of yours, Jack's gotten into this new game, which is so on brand for us. You play as a king in the British Isles, and you use like politics and
you can go anywhere, worldwide. Crusader Kings 3, for anyone who's wondering.
And I try to play it, but it's a lot of heavy reading. And I was struggling with it. I did the tutorial, like Jack said, and I was asking him a few questions. And the
Have you done the tutorial?
All the answers are in the tutorial. You'll find everything you need in the tutorial. I was like, yes, but my liege, can I please just have a little help from you? Because it's easier. Read the tutorial. Back to the tutorial.
I know how much I struggled with it. And I was like, I haven't got the patience to like walk you through it.
And then I was coming to your house. I was like, oh, maybe you can show me. Like, we don't have time to show you. So this is retribution for being a mean.
Yeah, we've got films to watch, right? I can't show you how to do this really technically difficult thing.
So we did actually watch quite a few films, didn't we?
So it was good fun, yeah.
But this is that's what you get for being mean and not sharing your wicked.
That's true. Karma's come back to bite me.
Yeah, now you've got to use a skirt cable up your ass.
Exactly, so, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, 1-0.
well, 1-0 to me, yeah. I was going to say, guess how many beers I've had. I'm on the clock, by the way. Well, not so right now, but I was on the clock.
So, what time did he start?
Started about 4.
Ooh. And when was the clock stopped? So on the clock means you're at work, technically at work.
Oh, sorry, yeah. So I was on the clock. That meant the clock for work is meant to stop at 4:30.
Yeah.
I didn't get to have lunch until 4:00 though. So I was like, well, I didn't have to be here, right? So do you want another boring Jack getting a beer story? Because you're going to get one. I'm queuing you up for it. So I had a beer and I was like, beautiful, right? Well, I'll suck this one down. Then I was like, I'll order some food. And then I was like, well, it comes with the beer, so I'll order a beer with that. The little whirly-dirly thing on the app had a little, I don't know, freak out. don't know what happened, but I went, oh, it didn't go through. I'll do it again. Guess what came to my table? Dork's pints. Thank you very much. The woman went, is this for someone else? And I said, oh, no, I think I've made a mistake on the app. And
oh, she said, oh, big mistake.
I said, oh, it doesn't matter. I'll get through them. And she said, well, it is the weekend. And I said, is it? Because it's Wednesday. And then she went like beet red and was like, oh no, I'm so confused. And I was just like, it's okay. It's
fine. I'm confused.
Like, I was expecting to like a nose start bleeding and like she just falls on the floor spasming or something. But yeah, it's just how she went, well, it is the weekend. And I was like, is it?
It is Wednesday. It's a freaking weekend, baby. You better have some yeah. fun.
If she'd have busted into that, I'd have gone, yeah, come on then. Yeah, it's fine.
I don't know why, but whenever someone says busting, I just think like busting a nut. And I was like, you just busting a nut about that.
I don't like that terminology for it. Busting a nut. No, yeah, busting sounds works. Painful.
Busting sounds makes like... me feel good. Yeah.
Well. Yeah, that's all right in that song. That's a pretty good song. But apart from that, no, busting, it sounds like you're in pain, like something's going to happen. Well, I suppose that's kind of accurate.
I was thinking that we should also, for 2025, start becoming trolls, and we should start leaving troll comments on history Facebook pages under a fake account where, like, we say things like Alexander the Great is from Port Talbot, and we just start going, no, no, honestly, if you read the books.
Say things that like, are blatantly untrue.
Yeah, yeah, but relate everything back to Wales to try and like produce new followers for the pod. So get
it. That's not a bad show, actually. I'd be up for that. Do you remember when our mate Sean, he said he had a friend in work who used to just get his kicks out of being a troll online on YouTube?
No.
And like he went on a it was like a Now That's What I Call Music, I don't know what number it was, yeah, but one of them had it had steps on it, and so he commented something like, I can't believe they put him on this album after what Ian Watkins did. And obviously it's the wrong Ian Watkins, and they just, and everyone instantly jumps on you, go, you idiot, that's not the right Ian Watkins, blah, blah. It's just absolute bait every time. Yeah. And he said the best one that he did, and it's so simple. It was this like really detailed documentary about how like fungus has like its own microclimate and stuff like that, really like a thing. And all he did was comment, no, it doesn't. And everyone's like, no, you don't have a clue. You don't have a clue what you talk about. Let's see your PhD and all that stuff. Just, no, it doesn't. So easy.
I heard another one like that, where if you're in a debate with someone and if they're saying an argument, you can say, oh, no, they debunked that. That's no longer true. And just lie. And then...
I love that, yeah. No, it's been debunked.
That's been debunked? Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, look it up. It's been debunked, mate. Yeah. Debunked is a good word as well, isn't it? It's got debunked. An air of superiority. Debunked.
Yeah, debunked, you fucking loser.
Yeah, it's been debunked. You've now been debunked.
I've also been trying to find an avenue to chat about a film I've seen, and it's to do with like language and Celtic nations. So would you, I think this is a good platform to do it on, really, isn't it? Because this is what we do here.
Oh, is this, you couldn't find an avenue, like a natural one, so is this you making one?
Well, I was going to say, my next point is a bit serious. Do you have anything more lighthearted before we crack on?
Go on, let's get serious. Let's get really dark.
I really want you to watch the film Kneecap, right? Maybe I should say watch Kneecap first, and then we can have a discussion on it in the next episode next week.
Maybe that'll garden a bit more discussion, because at the moment you'll just be telling me, and I won't be able to debunk you or not. So.
And this is a heads up then to all listeners. Watch the film Kneecap. It's on Amazon Prime. And then let's all chat about it next week.
Is it one to watch after a few beers? Because I could watch it after this when we're done.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah? All right, I'll give it a look.
Yeah, it's on Prime. It's not very long. It's like less than 2 hours. I won't say anything more than I just want to chat about it and how it could relate to Wales. And I think, Yeah, so.
Enrich our discussion.
Yeah, so it's on Prime. Give it a watch and we can all chat about it next week.
All right, man. Yeah, I'll give it a look.
Do we want to get into our Patreon stuff as well? Because we haven't. So I'm a bit
Do you know what? Because
I'm not drinking at the moment. I'm being quite healthy. I have very few treats, but tonight's treat is caffeinated Pepsi Max, because I've been drinking decaf Pepsi Max to just be a little bit healthier as well. I feel
sad when your treat is the caffeinated. You're going to go, yeah. You'll be off your tits, mate.
I do feel a buzzing. I feel absolutely buzzing.
That's mad. You just sat there shaking, going, oh, listen, we're going to die tonight.
Dionysus, oh, straight to the moon, baby. have you got the, oh, should I get the pod up if you're
I got the Patreon thing up, I think. So next up, this might just be for me. We did Reese Norris last time, didn't we?
Yeah, we did the Norris.
Yes, never mind, ignore that. Okay, so next up is the one, the only, Sam Chukas. Is it Chukas or Chukas?
He chucked us a few quid, didn't he?
He chucked us a few quid. Chucked us a good few ideas, didn't he?
Yes, it's Chukas. But who is the son of... No, what? Who's Star Wars? What's Star Wars
Chewbacca?
Called? No, the guy who wrote it. Matt Lucas?
Oh, George Lucas. George Lucas. Sam Chukas.
Yeah. Sam Chukas. The Empire Struck Back. It's Sam Chukas, baby.
Very good. For someone who has absolutely zero idea about Star Wars, that's pretty good. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah, well, Sam's a dear friend now, because he's the mastermind behind Chris IT.
He is.
So, yeah,
our merch collaborator, our merch partner.
Yeah, but should we give Sam...
Open the door to the fashion industry.
Yeah. Should we give Sam... Oh, yeah, talking of that, head to Chris IT. What's the website? It's Chris IT Tales for Wales. Let's Google that. That should come up with something.
Yeah, make sure it's right.
Here we go. Head to chrisit.com/... 19 Tales for... Actually, Google it. No, we'll put a link in our pod and you can get yourselves three beautiful t-shirts. There's a there's a Mabinogion one, which is sick. There's an Owen Glyndwr one, which is so sick. And then there's such a stupid one, which Jack was the mastermind behind, which is so
funny.
We
just had a sale recently. I'm very happy about it.
It's DILF. Do I love from the iPhone lad from Canada, which is the slogan that's written on the Washington Monument in America. And there's also a MILF one, in case you thought we'd be in sexist, which is, man, I
yes, don't worry. We had to prove the concept before we went ahead with the female version, didn't we? You know, but now it has been done.
We got to go to Sam's house to make some of the t-shirts, which we will turn into a video soon, we promise. But let's give Sam a nickname, because he deserves one as much as the rest of the
Patreon
boys.
We'll give him something better than George Lucas, maybe.
Sam George Lucas Chukas.
Yeah. Sam George Lucas Chukas. What even is the connection?
It sounds like that.
It's
the Ukas at the end.
The Ukas,
Sam Chukas. Okay, I got one, I reckon.
You got one? I was just sort of running through things that rhyme with Chukas. So I think you've got the top of the top of the list with Lucas, to be fair.
Well, because his designs are so scarily good, Sam Bukas. So.
No. You were onto something better with George Lucas, I think.
All right, well, cheers, Sambucas.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, Sambucas.
Sambucas, yeah. After we miss Sambucas.
The light bulb moment for both of us. Sambucas.
On the Sambucas with our boy Sam Chukas. Yeah. That's got
Are you a tequila boy or more of a Sambucas kind of guy?
I'm more of a Sambucas kind of guy.
Always a Sambucas,
Yeah, you're a Sambucas kind of guy, aren't you? I think we should always call Sambucas from now on as well.
We'll have a couple of Sambucas. People in bars are going to hate us. Like, can I have a couple of shots of Sambucas, please? They're like, you're mispronouncing it. You're putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Emma says I mispronounce Toblerone. She says I put the emphasis in the wrong place. How would you say
it again?
Toblerone.
Yeah, you are. You're putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable, mate.
Toblerone.
You're going Toblerone?
Toblerone.
It's Toblerone.
I can't. I always say it now. And I can't stop.
I don't know the difference.
She can't say Geronimo. She says Geronimo. Or Geronimone. I can't remember.
When you say these things too much as well, they just confuse your brain.
They've lost all meaning now. All right. Should we talk about Patreon? No, I suppose I can't be asked to publish the Patreon. Get around our Patreon if you want to join it. We're going to be doing
there's lots
some
of extra content. We just released. We went visual on there recently, didn't we?
Yeah.
We
did, although I had a really bad beard on that one. I shaved it really badly. And my wife told me not to wear my vest, which I should have worn my vest. And I've hated that video ever since. So,
and also, just if we're going to be throwing excuses in, it's a really bad angle of me as well. I look really funny, so don't look at it, actually.
Yeah, I know. I hate it, man. We look like fucking Toad, man.
Actually, don't go on the Patreon. Do not look at that video. I'm taking it down.
We'll have to make new content so we look less like fucking Toad, man. Because we were, I think that was height of Toad. But, and also, we looked like it was just bad angles. Bad curve angles.
Bad angles all around. And just us going,
We didn't even say in the video, we're eating hot wings, which is kind of disgusting.
Oh, yeah, didn't even say what it was. Did we? Why would we be doing that? Yeah.
All right, should I start on our episode today then?
Yeah, so, go for it, man.
It's just one of those episodes where it's a bit fun. It's a bit more not lighthearted, but it's kind of off. It's not like a battle or a... this is definitely one not many people would have heard of. So, and it was suggested by a listener. So thank you very much. This was done by someone called Callum. So Callum sent this in. Diolch yn fawr, Cal. Bill Frost of Pembrokeshire. So a quick general knowledge quiz for you, Kaji. Who designed and flew the first power-driven aeroplane?
Oh, right. Is this going to be a trick question?
It's a simple question.
It's a simple question. A simple answer. Well, I would guess, and I'm probably going wrong, the Wright brothers?
Wilbur and Orville Wright?
Perhaps.
You ignorant slut.
You idiot.
You might be an ignorant slut, or you might not be, because I'm about to tell you the tale of a certain Westphalian who has taken the title of the first feather to fly.
Just like old Prince Madog was actually the person to discover America, we've got a Welshman who actually made the aeroplane. Suck it, everyone else.
His name was Bill Frost, which is a cool fucking name anyway.
Bill Frost.
Yeah, but in the eyes of many, including now us, we believe he's the first person who deserves the grandiose title as the first man to fly.
So, as we always do, anyone who's Welsh, we give them the unmitigated bias. Yeah.
So old Frosty Ass was born in Saunders Foot on the Pembrokeshire coast. What are you doing back there? I keep shuffling around bottles.
I was trying to be so quiet because guess what? This bloody hotel doesn't have a fridge, right? So I had to make a fridge. AKA the sink with cold water in it. All right. So I had to get it and I was like, shit, it's just around the corner. But I was like, fuck, I gotta try and do this all self now. But I gotta keep everything connected to my laptop and all this and balance everything. Then I need my keys. Now I'm trying to move. This desk is insane. No one can do anything on this desk. It's chock a block. The tiny telly in the corner. The million different.
Can you take photos of
it?
We'll put it on the Patreon.
I will. I'll put it on the Patreon. Yeah, it'll be easy. You'll have to fucking zoom in to see any of this shit. It's driving me mad.
Well, back to Frosty Ass. If you let me speak about him.
Yeah, sorry. Continue.
Born in Saunders Foot on the Pembrokeshire coast, on 28th of May 1848. And Saunders Foot is where all my holidays were once my granddad died and my mum had a bit of inheritance. Because before that, we were Treco Bay and down Porthcawl. So whenever I think of Saunders Foot, I think that's where my mum had a bit more money because she got my old grandpappy's inheritance. So I always have a bit of fondness because the holidays were much nicer than going down to a caravan park in Treco Bay.
Mm.
But he was the son of John and Rebecca Frost, and he began plying his trade in the footsteps of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus H. Christ, a.k.a. he became a carpenter. And he was a relatively poor man, but he became obsessed with the concept of flying.
There's only some way to get this wood in the sky.
Yeah. Well, this is where fact and fiction and history and legend all kind of merge together. As according to accounts, they're unverified. But in the winter of 1876, he was carrying this huge long plank of wood and a massive gale came blowing the wind, all that stuff. And it was really, really unbelievably strong. Roofs were getting ripped up and bars were falling. But he had this big piece of wood that he was carrying to try and do up a bit of his house. And always the wind down that part of the stretch of coast can be really strong. And it picked him up and it carried him several yards in the air. So he was like, oh, shit.
The world's first flying man.
Yeah. But he was like, right, if this happened with wind, surely, and it's a big piece of wood, surely I can figure out some way of us doing this, either using the power of wind or something else. So after this incident, it became obsessed with the idea of how to fly. And Frost, like many Westphalians, he was a religious man, and he became a deacon at his local chapel, and he was like a huge part of the community. He was like hailed as this accomplished musician, and he founded the Saundersfoot Male Voice Choir. But all of this was secondary to his dream of being able to fly. So like every time at church, they'd be like, Bill, should my boy sit in aid? He's like, oh, and he's like scribbling away on designs on flights and stuff. He's like, oh, one day I'll be on that.
Like, oh, you're a testament to this town you are, Bill. You're such a great minister. I don't give a fuck about any of this. All I care about is flying.
Well, I imagine him more like a really lovable eccentric in the town where he's like, they're like, one day I'll be gliding above the skies and all the clouds up high. So, all right, Bill, you mad bastard. But,
local... It's best to think of God like a massive aeroplane made of wood in the sky.
But all of this, so like I said, all of his hobbies and his work was all secondary to him just dreaming about being able to fly. Locals, it was said, had seen him running around the fields holding a piece of zinc above his head, perhaps hoping that the wind would once more lift him into the air. So he was like always up to some shenanigans, trying to like get his get some idea of how to get loft.
He's bloody mad old Bill Frost, and he's
old,
a mad
old
boy.
Bill Frost, but poor old Bill, he was like, people thought he was a few bob short of a full quid, and his townsfolk and friends and people in the community thought he was losing his marbles because he'd like tragically lost his wife and daughter, and like all he was fixating on now was like flying. And he was they thought maybe the loss of his wife and daughter had sent him a bit barbie.
Yeah, it snapped him a little bit.
I couldn't find out how they died, but I just assumed they died from it being the 1800s, you know, just like bad conditions.
Plane crash.
Very good. however, Bill hadn't lost his mind in a fit of grief. Instead, like, people thought he was running around this field, like, holding a piece of zinc like he'd gone fucking loopy. But he really was like, no, I know we can get this to work. I'm sure we can get this to work. And he was testing out the concept of aerodynamics. So he was, like, running around with different pieces of material to see what was the best aerodynamically.
True scientist at the time.
Like running around a field with it. Oh, that bit like a massive concrete block.
That looked like, I felt like it was pretty aerodynamic, that one, yeah.
And in 1894, Frost applied for a patent for a flying machine, and the design was registered on the 25th of October that year. The machine was something of a mashup between a glider and an airship, something that I imagine would have produced on Pimp My Ride, but like a 19th century equivalent of exhibit. Yeah. Who's the guy who's the British one of...
Westwood.
Yeah, it's not Westwood.
Tim Westwood.
Yeah.
Give us a scream if your pussies are clean.
Yeah.
No, you didn't say that on the show, I don't think. Yeah.
No, he said that to us when we were in Cavos. which is very niche for people who weren't in Cavos for this circa 2008.
Yeah, no one else is going to get the reference, but it's a good one, trust me.
So he built this like mashup between a glider and an airship, and it was equipped with two reversible fans designed to lift the machine into the air, and then they could turn and use his thrusters. And when aloft, the wings could be spread by means of a lever, and the machine would lean forward, up and down, and things like that. And when this lever was pushed the other way, the machine would rise once more. So you could push it forward, you could push it down, and then you could push the lever again, and it would come back up to you. So old Frosty Pants, he built this aircraft in his workshop in the house of St. Bride's Hill in Saundersfoot. It was over 30 feet in length, which is fucking huge. And it's apparently made of bamboo, canvas and wire, which doesn't sound the most secure.
No, I wouldn't be lining up to test that one, but yeah.
And then he created these gas bags or pouches that helped keep the craft aloft. They were filled with hydrogen. Sadly, though, there's no photos or written testaments, but Frost and loads of people from Saundersfoot claimed he got in it and he got it all going. And on around the 24th of September 1986, he equaled everyone in the village. He's like, right, I'm going to do it today. He got everyone there to come watch it. And on the 24th of September, before winter came and after like the summer, he was like, right, I'm going to do it. And about... So he had everyone there to watch it to verify it. And it claimed he got 500 yards whilst in the air. A distance that, if true, was considerably longer than the Wright brothers managed in 7 years later in 1903. So he did 500 yards in the air, controlled. But then I say control, it didn't go massively smoothly because the undercarriage of the machine caught a tree and it crashed into a field. But it was still high enough to be above the treetop, so you know it genuinely was flying. But that wasn't too bad because Frost managed to repair the flying machine, so he managed to fix it back up again.
But sadly, I like it, like his gumption.
Sadly, though, God didn't want poor Bill to reach the heavens. He must have heard what happened to Icarus and thought it best for Bill to stay grounded. Yeah. So Bill, whilst he was patching up the plane and it was looking really good to fly again, he actually fixed it to how it was before. And he was actually happier. He improved parts of it to go again. And then he tied it to a tree, which is it was like it's a dog. So he tied it to a tree.
I assume
no one would nick it. And one night when it was tied to a tree, the Almighty intervened and a storm set upon Saunders' foot. It completely destroyed the aircraft with the pieces spread all over a wide distance. So Frost had neither the money nor the time to start again. And his patent lapsed after 4 years. So he lost the patent. And unlike the Wright brothers, he did not have any independent witnesses to the event. And most important of all, there was no photographic evidence that had been taken off in the air. So it was just the hearsay of the townspeople.
They went and fucking debunked him, didn't they?
Well, they haven't debunked him. They just haven't. He's been debunked, man.
He's been debunked hard.
Poor old Bill Frost got debunked by life because he died in March.
The ultimate debunking, the worst one of all.
When the Grim Reaper debunks you. He's alive. Actually, the Grim Reaper debunked that. Yeah. He's dead now.
No, Bill Frost lived until his ripe old age of 110. Oh, no, that's been debunked. He died, actually.
Yeah. I'm alive. Oh, I've just debunked that. You're dead. He did make it. He made it to 90 years old, but it was a bit of a miserable life. He was blind and poor. So this sounds pretty crap, but he apparently was never bitter about his lot in life. He never bemoaned it. But what he was annoyed about was the government following his first flight and the disaster that befell his machine. They turned down his request for funding, and the government stated that they had no intention of using aircraft either for navigation or for welfare. He actually got a government reply from them saying, look, I built this machine, it made it a certain way, but I need government funding to get this done. They're like, we will never use it for flying or for war, ever.
Don't think so.
Which is like mental. What's
next, like some sort of connected network of computers or something? I don't think so, mate. Never going to take off.
Well, especially because like World War One was like not long after this, so it's fucking mental.
They'd have been all over his little bamboo vehicles in World War One, wouldn't they?
Well, it seemed like Frost and everyone else who saw it, they thought it was so short-sighted, and that's what Frost was always pissed off about. But also, everyone, so like add heft to the story to make it believable. Everybody who knew Bill testified he was a godly man who was always truthful. They were like, you know, he's a part of the clergy. It's part of his religion to be an honest bloke. So they really did believe that everyone in Saunders' foot who saw
him. He's a good guy. Yeah.
And if he said he'd flown it, he fucking did, all right? So we back Bill.
Yeah, we're about to just debunk the debunking of Bill Frost, We've debunked the debunk. The debunking was false. He did it, all right, it happened.
We've done it, yeah. So that there is the short tale of Bill Frost, the first man to fly a plane.
I love that the Welsh are taking all these firsts from the rest of the world. And it's gospel.
Or are we the country of liars? Because we seem to
a nation of chances. But either way, I'm all for it. And as ever with the pod, we believe the Welsh ones over any facts you can present to us. So my feelings don't care about your facts.
Yeah.
So you have to get over it.
You have to debunk our facts we just told you.
Try and debunk my feelings on it, right? You just try.
So it was a little shorty, but it was a bit of a fun one.
A goodie, mate. Short and sweet. Yeah.
And had you ever heard of the first Welshman, the first person to fly was a Welshman?
No, never. So it's new, mate. It's uncharted territory. Exactly. That's what this pod's all about, mate.
Exactly. All right. Well, Dilk and Grander, everyone. Drop us a 5-star review if you can. Stay tuned for more fun episodes.
Yeah, check out Patreon if you fancy it. Check out the merch if you fancy it. If you fancy us, you know.
Drop us a DM.
Our DM. It's cool. We're married. That's fine.
If you fancy any of our Patreon members, we can set you up, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just, you know, anyway.
If they can give us 10 quid, they'll do anything. So,
yeah. Bye.